We're here with Annie Sanders as she gets close to her final strokes, sewing a button back on her
this
coat.
This is so hard for me. You don't understand.
It's like you're doing a really good job.
I'm really good at like doing things that are like require hand-eye coordination. Like I'm good at drawing and I'm good at building things and sculpting things. But for some reason, I really suck at sewing, and it's a frustrating thing for me to do as well. And so that's why probably I never even learned to get good at it, because I hate doing it.
So. But you're close to the finish. You're going to have a jacket with a button on it.
It's actually still going to be missing another button, but I completely lost that button. So now it's going to be down one button instead of down two buttons.
So the final thread.
I lost my needle.
Oh, that was
here.
The saddest thing to watch, Annie. It was like she was going for it, but she was like a foot away. Speaking of feet, Annie's talking to a giant foot.
What? Yes, that's true. We have a new microphone.
Yeah.
In our studio with us. Hello, microphone.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
And it's a lovely microphone donated by Colleen's father.
My father.
It's a very nice microphone. And he made his own pop filter, which is totally, in spite of the fact that it's like its own kind of like jerry-rigged thing, it's totally way nicer than ours is, except for that it's made with the... Normally, there's, like, that thin material that
yeah,
they make them out
like
of.
Yeah, like, similar to pantyhose.
And
which,
so we use pantyhose.
Yeah, so
which
he
is actually
pantyhose.
Very clever.
And, it's kind of funny to me because, he used pantyhose, but he didn't think to use, like, part of the leg or, like, a normal part. He used the toe.
Well, what it looks like to me is that he, got it. It's double-sided, if you note. It's not just one layer of pantyhose, it's two layers. So I think he just took the foot and pulled the whole thing down over it. And
that
that's why it's
sense.
The foot.
A reinforced toe.
And that's why you have the toe, yeah.
That's true. But that'll make it... Maybe that helps with the top of the peas. Now try doing it lower. No, not like octave lower.
What do you mean
like,
lower?
Like try peeing
closer.
There and try peeing there. So that's toe reinforced... No filter, reinforced toe, no toe, pantyhose. That's so disturbing. I don't know what's going
on. Okay.
That reminds me, I learned to play the mouth harp today. And I'm really good at it.
I've always wanted to try that.
Mikey will come in and give a little demonstration.
Let me see your scissors here.
My scissors? Okay.
Finish off my great job here.
I don't know why I'm singing like the Dragnet theme song. I was trying to think of something a little more Olympian-esque.
It's
yay!
Good.
Yay, hopefully. You should leave that string so you can find your way back home. All right, you did it. And we should probably say it's show 65.
Is it really? For some
it's
reason,
show
I thought
65.
We were in the 70s already.
Well, I mean, you know, it just feels that way. Do you have to fix another one?
No. This one's kind of loose, but it's not going anywhere yet, so... I'll deal with it some other day. Next show. I'll save it for next show.
Next show. Show 66. Yeah, so it's 65.
Yay!
It's exciting. So I
was telling Colleen earlier, but I want to share this with everybody. I saw, like, the funniest commercial I've ever seen in my life the other day.
Which says a lot, considering we make your dreams come true!
Okay, maybe it's not funnier than that one.
Really?
That one's really
okay.
Funny. Maybe this one's more universally funny, though. So, it actually, the commercial starts off not funny because it's about something serious. It's actually a Tampax commercial, and I guess Tampax is doing a thing right now where they're donating Tampax products to girls in Africa, because apparently girls have to miss, you know, if they don't have pads or tampons, they have to miss, like, entire weeks of school at a time.
Can't they just sit on a bucket?
Yeah, I guess I don't have buckets at school.
Maybe
that's where the bucket seat
buckets.
Came from.
Maybe.
So
that is sad.
I guess it's one of these things where it's like, buy Tampax and, you know, we'll donate such and such amount to every whatever. So, what?
So, yeah, just like you're the slogan and be like, buy Tampax and we'll put one tampon in an impoverished girl.
Well, so instead of going that way, instead, the slogan is, Tampax, use your period for good.
As opposed to...
For evil.
I once used my period to
awesome.
Mug someone. Like, hey,
stand
you!
Back, I'm on the rag.
Pulled out the tampon, hit him in the face, took all his money. Oh dear, that was disturbing
it's
imagery.
It's like a nunchuck.
Yeah. It's a tampchuck. I don't know what you call it. A tampchuck? No, what would be a good name for it?
Tamchuck?
Tamchuck? I got my tamchucks. You gotta tie two of them together so you can, like, flip them.
Nun packs?
Nun
packs. That sounds like nun.
That'd be better. Wow. Yeah, that's a little odd. I mean, I understand that. I think it's great. Actually, I just did a great thing for a child in Africa, which is I bought one of the EXO laptops, which anybody who's a geek out there would totally be excited. So, not only did I buy one, but I bought one 20 minutes after they were selling them. They're only selling them for 2 weeks only to people that aren't living in impoverished countries, aka United States, even though there's a ton of people that don't have the monies. So they basically were like, okay, November 12th at 6 in the morning, we're going to open it up. Then anybody who wants to buy one, you buy one for a kid in Africa and we'll send you one. And I was like, oh my god, this is amazing, because this thing is, like, the most bizarre. Like, it looks like a Fisher-Price laptop, and, like, you could immerse it in water for 10 minutes, and you can, like, throw it down a hill of sand, and, like, you could poop in it. It's amazing.
I've always wanted to have my own personal laptop pooper.
So, I want one! So I bought it at, like, 6:20 on the morning that they were doing. I guess they got so many that they're not making any for anybody for 4 months, except for those retarded people like me that bought them in the first couple hours.
Yeah.
So, yay for helping kids
when
in Africa.
When you get it, then?
Supposedly between December 14th and December 24th.
Hey,
so
cool.
It's going to show up soon.
Yay.
I'm really excited.
Couple weeks from now.
There's some kid, and they gave me, like, you just gave a laptop to a kid, and they named, like, six countries, one of which I'm pretty sure is made up. So I'm kind of wondering if I really gave a kid... I can't remember what it was. It was, like, Tunica. It was like... I've made up this
I totally
country.
Thought that Kazakhstan from the Borat movie was a fake country.
Wait, it's real?
Yeah.
Really?
See, you thought I was fake, too? I thought they would just, like, made up something that seemed like some sort of Middle Eastern or sort of, like, Eastern European country. Wow. But they didn't really use a real one because they didn't want to actually offend anybody. But, yeah, it's totally a real country.
That's really funny. Did they just not have TVs there so none of them know? Or are they like, hell yeah, we're famous?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know any Kazakhstanis.
That's so weird. That's like Estonia. I totally thought that was a fake thing from, like, what was it, Encino Man? They say he's from Estonia, and I was like, haha, I get it, because Stone Age.
Yeah.
But there's a real Estonia.
Yeah.
What do you know? Do we have any fans out there from Estonia or Kazakhstan?
I doubt it.
If we do, you should call us. It's number 22 Fluff.
Yeah.
That's our phone number. I remember it so well.
Well, not to mention that they would have to dial all that international code stuff anyway.
So it's just, 12, 17, 35, hut, 22 Fluff.
Hut.
That's what it is to dial us from Kazakhstan.
Hut, hut.
You just have to spell out hut, hut. 0225, they're too hot, hut. I'm going to blow my nose now. Let's see what levels I could peak. Ready? Actually, I'm going to see if I could, like... Mikey was recently listening. He got into, he was listening to this Tuvian throat singing?
Yeah, Tuvin.
Tuvin. And that's a country, right? Tuvia. He was trying to tell me this. He must make up things, and I just believe them.
I thought that it was, like, Tibet or something like that.
Oh, maybe. But... I kept referring to it as ear, nose, and throat singing, and I, like, wasn't joking. Like, I really thought that's what it was called. Like, I don't know. So I'm going to do some ear, nose, and throat singing right now. So. Okay, well, I don't know. I always hear that squeak in my ear, or is that just in my ear?
I think that was just in your ear.
Did you see that my nostril just made a bubble? I totally had, like, an infant reaction to snot just now. Ew. Hello. Anybody single?
Hot stuff.
Hot. Ew.
I guess if you're...
I'm stronger than that tissue.
If your machine gets out of tune, you can go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor to get it tuned.
I guess so. I don't know why. It just made more sense than Tuvian.
I think it's just Tuvin.
Tuvin. Maybe that's why.
I could be wrong, but I saw a thing one time.
I went tubing once.
I've been tubing before. It's pretty awesome, yeah.
I wonder if you're supposed to do that when you'd go tubing. Which is my impression of, like...
Yeah, it's kind of like... It's kind of like playing a didgeridoo without a didgeridoo.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. The didgeridoo is like a long pipe that they play, the Aborigines play in Australia.
I did a couple didgeridoos before.
Your nose is a didgeridoo.
Oh, gotcha.
Or is it a didgeridon't?
Didgeridon't. Where's my drum? I don't know.
So, what have you been up to lately?
I've been Christmas shopping.
I haven't even started that yet. I'm not even going to start it for, like, 2 weeks. I'm totally going to fuck myself, I'm sure. So.
I've been basically just finding things that I want, yeah. which are completely not things I need, like a USB-powered rocket launcher. You know? Yeah. Things I really don't know if I can live without, and I'm not sure I want to try.
So I would have one of those, except for I don't have any more USB ports on my computer.
Well, you could get the USB squid.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's insane. So I couldn't, there wasn't a better way to create this design than all these floppy things all over the place.
Like, but they call it the squid because it's supposed to look like a squid. There was also the USB, like, ball. I've been on ThinkGeek the last couple weeks. Like, I just live on that site. Like, I've actually been getting made fun of a lot. They must know I've been on it, too, because I got, like, one catalog a season usually from them, and I've gotten four catalogs in the last, like, month.
You know why, though? It's because retail's doing really badly this year. Oh. Until they're going apeshit trying to catch up and fix.
Well, if they keep shelling apeshit, no one's going to want
I love apeshit. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm pretty much obsessed with half of ThinkGeek, and, like, I really want to buy things I don't need at all.
Is that where you found that laptop thing?
It is.
Ah!
It is where I found it. Actually, the XO laptop? No.
No.
But I heard about it from other friends that, I thought you meant the laptop thing. I mean, it's the squid.
Do you have to say it that way every time you say it?
Yeah. I wish it had a button that says the squid.
The squid. I'm sure we could make one.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. So, I've been doing that. But there was another site that I had, an impulse buy. And, I wouldn't tell you, because it would totally be something you would appreciate. And I kind of am considering breaking it out now, but I may give it to one of my roommates, and I don't want them to walk in. But there was a site that was selling covers for your cell phone that look like bananas.
It's awesome.
So you basically just talk on a giant banana phone?
Unfortunately, that wouldn't work on my cell phone, though.
Yeah, because
there's
flips.
Mine rotates, like...
I don't think it works on anyone's cell phone, but I had, like, this banana impulse buy. And I bought two of them. And I, like, came home and was like, dude, this isn't funny.
Like, why do I have banana phones? No, I love banana that, phones.
Me too. So I have... I kind of want to open it. Should I open it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to grab the box. Maybe it will work on your phone.
I don't think so.
Okay. I've been getting this habit that when I buy Christmas presents, I throw them up here so no one can find them, but I can't reach them ever. Okay.
Especially not when my crap is on your ladder. Sorry.
It's cool.
Didn't anticipate you going up there.
All right. I haven't yet opened this, so we're getting ready for some hot banana on banana action.
You haven't even seen it yourself yet?
No.
Crazy.
I know. I got the box, and it was one of those things where I had the box, and I was like, oh, I should give this to Mikey and Mason. And then Mikey came into the room, and I literally just threw it into the loft bed. And then not I casually asked him, like, oh, remember that thing we saw on that website? You know, do you think I should get one for Mason? And he was like, no. It's kind of dumb when I think about it. I was like, crap. I've got two useless bananas. Okay, that's a good out of context. That's what she said. Do you watch the... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow.
Those are wonderful.
Maybe it will work with your phone.
No.
Are you sure?
Well, it sort of would. It's called cell foam.
It's just... How do you even describe this?
If I leave mine closed, it totally actually would fit in there.
Yeah. So we've got the phone mostly in the banana. It looks a little swollen. Yeah. Where's my phone?
So it makes the banana all retarded looking. It's totally a normal banana.
I think that banana has a disease.
Hello.
Can you open your phone?
Yes, but if I open my... Well, I guess that looks okay still.
Actually, that looks really good.
Hello. Oh, that's funny. What will they think of next?
I don't know. Well, actually, what they thought of next is even better, I think, which is on ThinkGeek. Squeed. On ThinkGeek, they have a Bluetooth. It's an old-fashioned, like, a receiver for an old-fashioned telephone.
Yes.
And it's like...
Hang on. I'm getting a message.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Apple? No, Apple, I told you not to call me now.
Orange, you glad I didn't say. Hi, how are you?
What's up?
Nothing. You could show him.
All right.
No. I had an impulse buy. Mikey just came in.
Can't believe you bought
banana. I know. I said the story. I was basically gonna. I was thinking about giving you one, and then you didn't really want it.
What? Yes, I did.
You said, you're like, no, what
no way. I said, don't buy one for Mason. I said, buy it for me instead.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, in that case, close your eyes and forget everything you've seen. Yeah, I think Annie needs it anyway.
The original plan was we were going to put it on a phone where you could download, you know, any ring. We're going to download Banana Phone so that when somebody called you, the Banana Phone song played.
I didn't even know there was a banana song.
What?
Banana Phone song.
That's the reason it's... Oh, my Lord. Annie doesn't know about the Banana Phone song, people. This is terrifying.
I don't know what planet
you call yourself.
I don't know much about those sort of things, but Banana Phone caught up with me, and I'm very happy that it did. It's probably the catchiest song I've ever heard in my life.
It's amazing.
Because once it enters your head... You need to stab something into your ear in order to get it out.
I'm pretty sure it's not,
something I don't think I want to hear.
It's not copyrighted. You want to hear it or you don't
no,
want to
I
hear
do.
It?
No, I do. I'm kidding.
In that case, I'm going to put it in right here. Should I stop and then put it in?
Because I don't have it, so you might as well.
Very Get Smart.
Yeah, it is. They should have ones with shoes.
Yeah, actually, we should work on that.
Okay, I will hollow out one of my shoes. Wait a minute, already done! They're like pre-ready for the phones.
But no, we gotta cut out. It's,
oh, I guess
some cut it out
foam
in the bottom.
In yeah.
That would still be
on
easy enough
bottom.
To do.
Yeah, that's true. I've got a banana for a hat.
Wait, did he talk? Did he talk into the part you slipped your foot in, or did you talk in the bottom of the sole?
He talked in the bottom of the sole.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how I remembered it.
That's true. So you just have to make a hole and put your phone in. That's totally safe for walking around New York City.
We gotta do that before the Get Smart movie comes out.
There's a Get Smart movie?
Steve Carell, I think, is
playing.
Yeah.
Dude, as long as the entire thing is told in the Dome of,
As long as the entire movie is That's What She Said.
From The Office. Hey, we have a band.
Yes, we do.
Holy crap. Do we even know what we're going to play?
Are they doing Banana Phone?
We have a few options of what we can play.
Okay.
We can play Heart of Glass. We can play I Will Survive. I like their cover of Wuthering Heights.
Oh, yeah.
Wuthering Heights. Cliff. Yeah, I think you got to do that one.
Okay. So you think Heart of Glass and Wuthering Heights?
Okay.
I just got a call from the president on my banana phone. And he says that it's a...
It makes sense, because he's a
fruit, said,
too.
Aren't you glad I didn't say orange?
It's a DEFCON Wuthering Heights, apparently.
Oh!
So.
What does DEF CON mean?
Yeah, I don't even think I know.
It means people that are deaf, it's like defense computers.
Something, but I don't remember. I don't remember. I knew at one point in my life, but then remembered that it's totally irrelevant to know something like that.
Until you just pushed it right out.
Yeah.
These could come in handy for the yellow party, I'm thinking. Oh, okay, so our musical guest tonight is...
The Pupini Sisters.
Pupini!
And, yeah, so I guess the first song you want to... Which one do you guys want to play first?
I would like to have a little Blondie.
Okay, we're going to do... This band does... they do some, I believe, originals and some things that are, like, authentic, sort of, like, 40s music, but they also do covers of modern music in a 1940s style. So, this is going to be Heart of Glass by Blondie originally.
Originally by Blondie.
Oh, and they also have a Beyoncé song, too, as well, but I don't have that one.
Oh.
But, yeah. I can't remember which one it is now.
Could you sing it?
If I could remember which one it was, I could.
Well, just sing what you don't remember. All right. This is Heart of Glass by the Pupini Sisters.
Yes. Bum, 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 ba-da-ba-bum. Bum, 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 ba-da-ba-bum. Bum, 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 ba-da-ba-bum. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-dum. Bum, 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 ba-da-ba-bum. Bum, 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 ba-da-ba-bum. Bum, 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 ba-da-ba-bum. Once I love. And it was a guess. Dwee-doo, ba-doo-doo-doo. Soon turned out, had a heart of glass. Dwee-doo, seemed like the real thing. Only to find much of mistrust, love's gone behind. Once I had love, and it was divine. Ba-doo-doo-dip, ba-doo-dee-da. Soon turned out, I was losing my mind. Dwee-doo, dwee-doo, seemed like the real thing. But I was so blind. Much mistrust, love's gone behind. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum. In between, what I find is pleasing, and I'm feeling fine. Love is so confusing, there's no peace of mind. If I fear I'm losing you, it's just no good. You teasing me like you do. Bum, 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 ba-wa-wa. Bum, 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 ba-wa-wa. Once I had love, and it was a guess. Soon turned out that he had a heart of glass. Seemed like the real thing, only to find much of mistrust, love's gone behind. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Lost inside, adorable illusion, and I cannot hide. I'm the one he's using, please don't push me aside. Could be Pupini.
Oh, they're calling us. I have to tell, this is a story that's not a story at all. It's a statement.
Wow.
Basically, one of the people I work with lives in the same apartment building as Debbie Harry.
That's so cool.
Not a story, really.
No, but it's an anecdote. Yeah, it's a very brief anecdote.
It is. I don't know what exactly
you
that
you just need
would
to find
mean.
Out more details. You just have to find
make a
out,
story
like, yeah. And then this one time they got in the elevator and she was there and...
I left her a banana phone at her doorstep and we fell in love!
All of a sudden a big disco ball descended from the ceiling.
Yes. I like to imagine she answers her phone in rap. Debbie Harris here, I don't have a beer in my hand.
That rhymed.
Yeah, woo! Ugh, I feel like a giant. So strong, I can crush a banana in my hand.
I think anybody can, actually. But so long as it's not too green.
I don't know. Banana shell. were you there when I called in a banana shell the other day and got really reamed by everybody in the apartment?
I was not.
I couldn't remember the name for the casing of a banana.
Peel.
Yeah, that was, that's what it is. What
if you need rind, I would even accept.
Rind. Grind. I don't like the word rind. Because it just sounds like a dirty dance.
Excuse me.
A banana rind.
That does sound kind of gross.
Banana rind right against you.
Thank you. Now we'll never be able to say banana rind again.
Banana rind.
Knock, knock, who's there? Halloween banana rind.
Anybody banana?
Knock, knock, who's there? Trick or treat? Banana phone.
Yeah, we watched, there's a series of videos. I'm going to put them both up on the site. One, the first one that we watched was a video that looked like it was, like, done in the 80s when, actually, video dating was big. Like, before there was MySpace, for those of you too young to remember this, before there was MySpace,
like,
or,
you ever did video dating.
Yeah, well, actually, I should say, before there was Facebook, before there was MySpace, before there was Friendster, going back in chronological order.
Before there was Craigslist.
Before there was Craigslist.
Before there was even internet.
There was video dating.
Before there was even digital video.
Yeah, exactly. It was VHS.
Wasn't there computer dating and then going back, didn't... They did computer dating somewhere in there, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, that's in the middle. You guys insert that if you're making a chart. Draw that somewhere in the tree.
Your flow chart.
All you need to know is video came before everything.
Yes, video came... Well, actually, except for radio. I think, like,
I'd like to give your daughter a marriage.
Film.
Here's a pig.
I said that really wrong. But here's a pig anyway. So, post-pigs as came video dating.
Yeah.
And we saw this one that was,
Looks
real.
Pretty authentic.
It looks really authentic. And the guy is basically saying, like, I like brunettes, brunettes, brunettes. Oh, I also like blondes. Like, he basically,
don't give,
like,
everything away, though.
I won't give everything away, but I'm just saying, we're going to post it. I think maybe this could even be a poll. Do you
real
think
or not real?
This is a real or not real video. We don't know the answer, so it's up to us. It's like a fairy that you got to clap your hands.
Yeah.
So if enough of you clap your hands and say, yeah, it's real, this man is very sad.
Yes.
Then he will actually be sad in real life and have a horrible, horrible existence. He's probably like
one
of your
high school teachers.
Yeah, we have
to hope that he's not really... if it's not really real, then it's a pretty good job of...
He's probably dead. Video was invented a long time ago, you know.
Yeah.
But he was wearing a faded...
He's probably old by now.
According to my FBI skills,
his
faded jean jacket puts him circa 1989.
Your denim forensics?
My denim... According to the denim forensics, that was an acid wash. They hadn't invented that until 1986, so he obviously was not in 1985.
Oh, acid wash is bad news, I think.
When was acid wash invented? How was acid wash invented? I think it's like the 60s. They'd be like, I washed and...
I think somebody barfed on somebody's jeans. It's like, whoa, acid wash! Awesome!
And it corroded them away.
Yes.
Wow. So amazing. I kind of wish I owned a pair of acid wash jeans. So, are you going to give your announcement on this show?
Yeah, I guess I might as well. Okay, people.
So.
Announcement time.
Announcement time.
Are
you sitting down, everyone?
Strange tidings. Not that it's strange, but that it's good and bad at the same time.
It's good and... It's bad.
It's bad for you.
It's hopefully good for me
in the long run, but it's going to kind of suck to begin with.
I hate running.
Yes, especially long runs.
Me too.
So I'm going to be moving back to California, which is unfortunately going to sort of mean the end of Love Radio.
Boo!
Sorry. Does anyone else ever have the urge to do that when people say boo?
What? Say sorry?
Bazza at the end.
Bzzz.
It's a nice... I'm trying to be cheery because I'm really, really sad. I've been so sad. I was, like, sitting there, like, what am I going to do? And, like, I decided there will be no more Fluff Radio of you. Fluff Radio is Annie and I. It's not... I mean, it's also a great special guest, like, Mikey IQ Jones.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah, it's not what it's about. I'll probably do something new, but...
Yeah.
It'll be something new. And it won't be the same. But we've got some time between now and then,
yes,
so we're going
we
to see
more shows to
how
go.
Many shows. It's going to be like as if you had a robot and you were building it now. It was an Anniebot. And then, you know, you'll move back and we'll have so many shows banked that Anniebot will keep putting shows on the internet, even though Annie Human is in California.
Yeah, that's right. And, I'm going to be here till January, so we have several more weeks to record and several more bands that we already have lined up.
Yeah. Oh my lord, that's what we were going to do. I was going to show Annie. I learned how to do that today and I'm so good at it.
It's pretty impressive.
It was
the first time. It's not easy.
Oh really? Because it took me, like, an hour to make any sort of a noise. Mikey's, like, king of the harps.
Mouth harps.
I'm king of the mouth harps.
Amazing.
Want to try it again? You think you can go for a two-peat?
I've never actually flicked it. You flick it for me.
All right, you try to flick it now.
Are you supposed to put it on your teeth or no?
Yeah, it actually, you rest it. You
probably
don't actually bite on it.
You're not supposed to hit your teeth the way I was doing, like, do, crack an animal.
You kind of rest it. You keep your mouth slightly ajar, and you rest it.
When
is
a mouth not
teeth.
A mouth? When it's ajar.
And you basically
YouTube
use your throat,
throat
muscles. Use your throat muscles to sort of... When you first learn how to play, then they generally tell you to practice making vowel sounds, mm-hmm. but you're not actually vocalizing, you just sort of flexing.
A-I-O-U kind
yeah,
of
you're basically flexing your throat muscles to as if you were going to sound those vowel sounds out, but you don't actually vocalize them.
Right, because you're just
and then
changing the echoing space.
Wow! It
sounds like a James Hampton song.
That's
or Peter
awesome.
Frampton.
Maybe we should make a song with that in the style of the Pupini sisters.
Yi-yi-yo.
Because you can only do vowel sounds.
Well, it's tough. You can't do, like, B's.
Yeah,
B's and T's and S's are pretty hard.
B's and T's and S's.
See,
anytime
you try to
Because the T, you hit your
it,
tongue,
you
get
try
a
to,
whack.
Like, close your mouth and it just... And that doesn't work. So.
Where did you even get that from?
Well, this one I actually got... I bought my first one when I was my first year of college. I had wanted to play one for a long time, but never knew where to find them. And, you know, I didn't really think to go into just like a guitar shop. I mean, like, you have Jew's harps? And happened to be in an instrument shop in Chicago, and they had them by the register. It was like the impulse buy at the guitar shop. And I was like, sweet, impulse buy! And I didn't buy anything else. I was just kind of looking around. So somebody was looking out for me that day. So I bought one, and it was good, you know, and I ended up losing it. I don't even know what happened to it.
Moved or something?
No, it's in this apartment somewhere. One of the roommates lost it on me, basically. But I've gotten other ones throughout the years, and last year I ended up playing a concert with a hero of mine, this Japanese guy who's been around for a long time. He started out as a theater actor, and he had a new wave band in Japan that was really popular in the early 80s called Hikashu. And the guy's name is Makigami Koichi. If you search for Hikashu on YouTube, there actually is a really cool video of their first, like, their very first hit song.
Can you spell it?
It's Hikashu.
Make it to the next round.
And, yeah, he's just an amazing vocalist. Nowadays, he does sort of more abstract kind of, like, art music stuff. He does a lot of improvisation, and he's still very theatrical. Like, his background in the theater is what makes him so fun to watch.
And when Mikey says improvisation, it means, like, vocal improvisation. It doesn't mean he's like, look, I'm on a fake chair. Oh, I'm on a sailboat.
Yeah.
I kind of wish he did that as well at the same time.
So he learned how to... He went to Tuva and studied how to do throat singing, which scares Colleen
it
intensely.
It does! It's so weird. Ear, nose, and throat
and
singing.
And he just... Yeah. He's just really amazing. And he's still... The band Hikashu is still around, and they every once in a while they'll put albums out in Japan. But he comes to New York every few years because he is sort of involved in the circle of musicians that I deal with at work every day. Because I've never really talked about what my job is, have I?
No.
So I run the mail order department for a record store here in New York called Downtown Music Gallery, which is basically all weird jazz and classical and sort of experimental rock music. It's basically, if it's weird, we will carry it at some point, or we can get it for you. And we do the distribution for this particular record label called Zodic Records, which is run by a saxophone player named John Zorn, who
has a book in our bathroom.
He's kind of well known for things he's done throughout the years. and he's a big fan of Makigami's, and he's released a lot of Makigami's voice records, which are very cool. And he has one record where he plays nothing but different Jews harps. Like crazy,
what?
Crazy different Jews harps that this other guy has handmade for him to play. And there's one where he's playing it in water, and there's an electric one that he plays, and it's a really cool record.
Electric Jews harp? Yeah. That
there's
seems so
some
dangerous.
Kind of pickup. Well, it's not like plugged in. It's like there's
like
a pickup
your
on it.
Tongue
you know?
On it.
Well, no, you're not really sticking your tongue on it.
Oh, I'm not supposed to be licking it the way I did? No.
Well, you can. I mean, it's...
That's how
if,
I mean. I just actually licked it and made the noise.
That's so long... So, long story short, I got to play a concert with this guy, Makigami, last year. And he was amazing. And he came into the store where I work the next day to bring some CDs for us to sell at the shop. And we started talking about Jews harps, and I asked him, you know, when he started playing, and, you know, a good place to get a really nice, good, handmade, you know, Jews harp by somebody who plays them and knows how to make them well. And he pulls out this little wooden box that's about,
so that's what's trying
to you know, happen. It's about the size of a banana phone, actually.
Okay.
And he pulls out this little wooden box that has about 10 to 12 different Jews harps of different sizes, from ones that are like itty bitty, the size of your pinky, to
knock knock, who's there, itty bitty Jews harp.
Yeah. Knock knock, trick or treat. Trick or treat, who's there, knock knock, itty bitty Jews harp. And he pulls each one out individually, and he'll pull it out of the box and put it in his mouth, and really quickly will just go and make these really crazy sounds for like 2 seconds each with all of them. And he tries them all out. And he looks really serious, and he has this very contemplative look on his face. And he pulls one out of the box, and he hands it to me. He goes, "It's for you. You need it." And I freaked out. And that's this one. And I'm not playing it very well right now, but... And it's way better than anyone I've ever had before. It's way louder than anyone I've ever had before. And you don't really have to try as hard to vocalize when you play this one. And... It's one of the coolest things anybody's ever given me.
Do you know who made it or anything? Or?
I do know. I don't know the guy's name offhand because he's... Shit, where is he from? He's from, like, an Eastern European country that, you know...
Doesn't believe in values.
I have to look at the guy's name in order to pronounce it correctly. And it's... I think his first name is Zoltan. So you can tell, like, how badass
he's serious.
Dude,
that must have magical powers.
Yes.
Then. If it's made by someone named Zoltan, there's obviously...
Wait,
some,
like an evil...
Isn't that the same... Isn't that the name of the machine in Big
Zoltar.
Where he gets his fortune read and that turns it, is that Zoltar?
Zoltar.
So close.
I know my Zolts.
So close.
Zoltan. I make the mouth harps.
So yeah, so he gave me this one and it's really
have you tried
awesome.
Flying while having it in your mouth?
No, I have not.
Have
I
you
haven't
tried laser beaming.
I
anything?
Haven't tried jumping on the giant FAO Schwartz piano while I play it either. Which would be awesome.
Yeah. Is that even still
it's there,
accessible
but they
to the public?
It's roped off because they have professional dancers. Anybody who hasn't been to New York for a while, they have professional dancers on the giant piano, which is now, like, giant and on the floor. It's, like, 4 times the size of the one Tom Hanks used.
Hmm.
And every now and then they have dancers, and they do, like, flips down it to do the music and stuff like that.
That's
and I'm like,
cool.
But that's not...
But it's not as much fun because you don't get
to
do it.
Like,
yeah.
You need to
I'm
have
sure
an
the
old
people
man
in
at
there,
all
though.
Times.
Well, now they sell... Like, they also totally capitalized, and they sell really small, crappy versions of it that you can... bring home and use.
What?
Which
are they like mats?
Awful.
That,
they're
like,
awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. They totally suck.
So I would kind of want to run and slide on one.
I've
no
seen
matter
that. They have like infomercials for like a regular size piano that's like a mat that's like has a little electronic thing at the end and so it's like unroll it anywhere and practice on your kitchen table and I'm like that thing has to be the biggest piece of shit. Like you must have to like whack it in order to make any noise. It probably sounds really bad. Like give me a break.
So weird. Right
start
now
anywhere.
At FAO Schwartz, I went by it the other day, they have, from the Golden Compass, they have life-size polar bears with saddles. Because then the Golden Compass, they basically, the polar bears have armor and, like, a saddle on them, and they ride them around like, I'm gonna attack you with a polar bear. So they have one.
So you can buy a giant... Wait, are they for sale or are they just displayed?
It's for sale. You can buy a life-size polar bear.
Wow. So I can buy a polar bear.
Probably like $6,000.
With armor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find out where Nicole Kidman lives.
And just show up at her doorstep and...
Awesome.
So, not, we know where Debbie Harry lives.
Not a Nicole Kidman fan, for the record. I think she's kind of cheesy.
I think she's had so much Botox that she can't make any face other than this one.
That little, like,
that's the sound of
the
face. That's the sound of clenching.
Yeah.
She makes a, I've got a fart, but I'm going to look serious face.
Yeah, she totally looks like she has to fart, and she's, like, pinching it in.
Just like that.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Well, do we want to go to the second song?
Yes, I think it's time for song number two.
We should tell the website of the poop...
Poopini. Puppini.
Puppini.
Whatever.
THEPUPPINI.
Sisters.com.
.com.
The version of I Will Survive is, like, amazing, too. I highly recommend listening to it.
Yeah, you should also go to the website, because they have, like, the coolest outfits ever. It's, like, the 40s with, like, Spice Girls heels.
Yeah, well, it's, like, the whole aesthetic is really nicely done, too. Like, they really kind of have, like, a whole package.
This is just the way websites look like in the 40s. It's actually authentic. For those of you, again, too young to remember the 40s, unlike us.
This is, like, fresh out of the video age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. VHS tape. This is the VHS tape website, because they had those in the 40s. Oh, no, wait, Beta. It was,
man,
a Betamax. But the song we are going to play for you
Roaring
is...
Roaring Betamax 20s.
Would you like to say the name of the song, Mikey?
What?
That is not the name of the song. You Lose a Banana. Give me that.
Heights.
It is.
Lose a Banana.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights.
Originally by Kate Bush.
And originally a
awesome.
Novel by...
Kate Bush is awesome.
By Kate Bush is awesome. It was Kate Bush is awesome is one word. It was like Madonna. It was a big writer back then. You probably never... Yeah.
What were you trying to say?
I couldn't remember the name of who wrote Wuthering Heights.
Oh, you
it's
don't
it's
know?
Austin.
Is that why you're trying to get us to do
it's
it?
A,
it's an Austin.
Jane Austen.
No, it's not an Austin.
No.
It's a
it's
Bronte.
It's a Bronte. It's a Charlotte. It's a...
I think it's Charlotte.
Larry. It's a Larry
Well, there's
Bronte.
Only Charlotte
Larry
and
Bronte.
Emily. Which one wrote Jane Eyre?
Larry Bronte! I wrote Jane Eyre, you pits!
It's
a book
the
about the powers of the Odermans!
It's the one that didn't write Jane Eyre.
Fat Tony Bronte?
Fat Tony Bronte! Come on down, I'll sling your sofa! Only slightly used.
What the sofa king?
I'm Larry Bronte! I used to write novels as a woman.
Wow.
Which is true, because usually it's the other way around.
Yes, that's true.
Do you think that ever happens, that a woman gets a sex change to be a Larry Bronte? To be a horribly...
Be Bronte.
To be a... Well, I'm just saying to be, like, a white trash, like, tube top wearing...
Probably
no,
aren't many
tube
I'm sure it happens very frequently.
Probably aren't very many Bronteotomies these days.
Bronteotomies.
I
would like to get
Bronte's...
my vagina removed and put a Bronte in its place.
Aren't they synonymous? What?
Oh, that's true. I would like to get my vagina removed and put a penis and then
Wait,
put a Bronte.
Didn't Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, have a Bronteotomy? That's all she seems to do, anyway.
It's like, I'll ride there with my horse and read you a novel. I don't really know. That's not
I never really watched that show. I had a friend who was into that show.
I didn't either, but
I couldn't
do it. She's another one. She's scary looking now. She looks like she has had so much plastic surgery.
The hell is her name?
It is...
It's not Emma
Jane
Thompson.
Seymour.
Yes,
Jane
Seymour.
Seymour. Isn't that the same name as a woman that, like, made out with gorillas?
Oh, no, that's no. Jane Goodall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jane Goodall is cool. Jane
she
Seymour
is
not.
Cool. I wish Jane Goodall, Jane Seymour, Jane's Addiction, and Jane from the Dick and Jane books were all locked in a room with gorillas.
And Jane Lane.
And Jane... What
no,
other
if
Janes?
You put gorillas in there, you know who's gonna win. Jane Goodall. You have to put them all in there with banana phones or something.
Wait, what would be something that would be dangerous to all Janes of the world?
Tarzan.
Then we just have to make sure. Yeah, that would be great if, like, you put Tarzan in a room with, like, 40 people with Jane somewhere in their name.
He's like,
and see which
wait,
one
Tarzan,
chose.
You Jane. No, you Jane. No, you Jane.
Oh, Christ!
Tarzan confused.
Tarzan date banned. Jane's Addiction.
Okay, we're gonna play the song, and then I have another anecdote
okay.
that I thought of.
Okay, so this is...
Puppini Sisters, Wuthering Heights.
Rolling green, you have my jealousy, too hot, too greedy. How could you leave me when I needed to possess you? I hated you, loved you too. Bad dreams in the night, they told me you was going to lose the fight. Leave behind my wuthering, wuthering, wuthering heights. Heathcliff, don't you know that it's me, it's Kathy. Now come on home, I'm so cold. Let me in your window, pra-da-da-dwee-ya. Heathcliff, don't you know that it's me, it's Kathy. Now come on home, I'm so cold. Let me in your window. Other side from you, I find a lot, I find a lot falls through without you. I'm coming back, love, cruel Heathcliff, my one dream, my only master. Too long I've rolled in the heart. I'm coming back, sorry to put it right. My wuthering, wuthering, wuthering heights. Heathcliff, don't you know that it's me, it's Kathy. Now come on home, I'm so cold. Let me in your window, ba-da-da-dee-ya. Heathcliff, don't you know that it's me, it's Kathy. Now come on home, I'm so cold. Let me in your window.
Okay, so speaking of the amazing Jane Goodall and people who work with animals, Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter's daughter.
Oh my god.
Have you seen this?
I know what you're going to. Yeah, I saw it live on the Today Show, which is scary because I've never seen.
Okay, well, I haven't, so.
So his daughter, who's like 8 or something like that, young girl, is now doing. She has an album out where she raps.
What?
About animal conservation.
What?
Okay.
And she has like these 4 really flaming gay guys behind her.
The croc men. It's so.
Her backup dancers.
And it's as if the croc men were making up the moves as they went along because they weren't very organized.
No,
but they were really flamboyant.
Really that great either.
Yeah,
but
they were all
very
about
flaming.
The flourish rather than the technique.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was almost as if they were just making up moves behind her, and you could tell she's trying to be like all like almost like cougar rap, and she's wearing like pigtails. And like a button-up white shirt. It's like
you don't know whether to think it's
she's Australian. How many Australian rappers do you? I mean, she might become a trailblazer, but
I don't know what to think if this is cute or if it's really embarrassing. Like
it's gonna be.
I think everybody
really
kind of cringed when it happened, yeah. And then I was sad because like I really like Steve Irwin and like this. I like going to Jezebel a lot because it's a funny website, and all the girls there were like totally ripping him a new asshole. It's like, come on, Steve Irwin's awesome. Don't make fun of him. He's dead.
Like
come
him.
On.
I know. You can make fun of manta rays all you want, but don't make fun of Steve Irwin. I really feel bad for his daughter because you know that
people that wanted to make money sat her down in the room and was like, what have you ever wanted to do in your whole life? And she'd be like, oh, I really like music, and I kind of like rap, and I like animals. Yeah. And they'd be like, sold! Here's your contract! Like, it just, she doesn't know any better. So I feel bad for her, because she's probably getting made fun of so bad. But the Crocmen, they know what they're in for, and they're loving it.
Yeah, they kind of love it, and they're kind of
probably proud of what they did. They got on the Today Show and did... God knows
t-shirts
where they did.
That said Crocman. They were wearing extremely high pants, belted, with
and like neon shirts, right?
Neon they yellow like bright, shirts yeah. That said Crocman. It was really
a little disturbing.
Yeah, it was really disturbing. So weird.
And I'm sure you can YouTube that as well.
You can.
This is the like what you can YouTube show. We're just gonna tell you about funny videos and then you can go watch them.
Imagine things that I think could exist on YouTube and then make you guys Google them. Oh, I think I'm getting a phone on the banana phone. I said that wrong.
Call.
I think I'm getting a phone on this banana. Wow. I think that's officially time
okay.
to go.
Time to hang up the banana phone.
So, we have more shows coming at you.
Yeah.
It's not done yet. No crying yet. No crying yet. No crying yet.
And when we're done, you can do a slow clap.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a party.
We will have a party. We're ending this with a party and some songs and some awesomeness,
yes, I think that's
so,
a good way to go.
This is Colleen A.F. Venable saying, all the banana phones in the world are not as cool as Annie Sanders.
Aww. Are you going to say something, Mike?
Yeah, this is Mikey IQ Jones saying...
And this is Annie Sanders saying, we got a few more to go, guys. Before,
see, that's
before
what I wanted before.
Well, you want to just do it again?
Alright, bye guys!
Bye guys, see you next show!
We're so sorry to see you.